Hi, Brad. How are you?
Yes. Hello. I'm not too bad.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear you've been having an okay Monday.
Yep.
Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine, by the way, Brad. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking here with James, my representative, and he does a great job, you know, explaining the basics of our program. I'm just grabbing these notes that he did send over to me. However, I wanted to ask you what questions you might have as far as, like, any questions about the placement we do, how our program works, anything that I could answer in particular?
I mean, I think I get a just. Are you a third party for, like, the Google search type stuff?
Yeah, we're not actually Google. Google won't reach out directly to the general public. Just to let you know, our company is called Local Splash. We're what's considered a Google channel partner. So, but Google. Google, they actually work directly, just so you know, with, you know, corporations like Macy's, Target, Walmart, those type of companies, right? There's Google channel partners like ourselves that work with businesses like yours with placement on that first page. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, we look up contractors and
Yes. So whenever someone's, you know, doing that search, you know, in regards to your services, whether it's painting, remodeling, new construction, you know, we're making sure that it's your profile page with your company name, your phone number appearing there in the local map. That's where 90% of those searches will start and stop. So you'll always be an option at that moment when they're searching for your services. Make sense?
Yeah, I end up on the list pretty much.
Okay.
I show up on the quick list.
Yes. And, you know, and I'm sure you do search on Google all the time and you see that list that pops up. That's where it happens.
Is that just something after I've been in business for a little while that just you guys connected up or give a call?
No, I'll tell you what happened. So our company, Local Splash, we work with many businesses throughout the United States. Because we're a Google channel partner, we're only allowed to work with one company per industry, per area. So you can imagine how many categories in different areas there are throughout the U.S., right? In particularly, this position opened up for your category, for general contractors. But, of course, we could be very specific to the keywords and search terms of the services that you offer, right? They're within your area. And so what my representatives are doing is they're given a list of potential businesses that have some type of online presence but are not on the first page of Google, okay? So the job of my representatives, like James, that you were speaking with, is to call through the area down that list to find us a company that's a good fit. What we look for is a business that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and that can handle more business. Okay? Now, when I've done a search for your company by name, I come across a listing for you on the BBB. You have an A-minus rating.
Yep.
That's excellent. Okay. You got to maintain that, right? So you've done a great job.
Yes.
I don't see anything negative about your company. And in fact, I don't know if this was maybe previously. Did you have a website or are you still using it?
I do have a website, yes.
Okay. I notice on the website, there is a phone number on there. It says 406-540-3063. Do you recall?
Yes.
Does that number sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that that's you.
Yeah, that's the business phone.
Okay. And then I also see the Facebook page. I have to tell you, I love your logo. I love the logo.
Yeah.
And I see.
I came across it. It was like that.
You did? And you know what? And
I mean, they had to do a little tweaking. like Alpha Graphics, but.
Right. And I'll tell you,
yeah, it even has
it's a beautiful logo. I love it. I think it looks great. Now, I also see the Facebook page, you know, and the pictures of the work that you've done, okay? From what I've seen, I think you would agree with me when I say that, you know, you provide a quality service, Brad. I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of company we want to work with. So if once we begin working with you on this first page of Google and Bing, what we'll do, Brad, is we close out the categories. So we don't work with anyone else in your territory who offers those same services. And it's because we want to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of calls coming to you directly and not be working with your competitors. Does that kind of all make a little bit more sense now as to why you're getting the call?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
It just
sure.
seems like a pretty exclusive spot.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what we pride ourselves on. So I hear that you target about a 50-mile radius from what we consider your home base, right? You travel typically about 50 miles around. And then it looks like you're only doing residential. And then I'm taking a look. So let me ask you, I mean, where does the majority of your clients come from? Is it more like word of mouth, anything off of Facebook, the BBB?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much some come in from BBB.
Uh-huh.
And then otherwise word of mouth.
Okay. And that says a lot about your company. I mean, that's why you're getting the calls that you're getting, because obviously they're referring you to others. You provide a quality service, and that's really what the kind of company we love to work with. So there are a couple of options for you, okay? Now, and I know price is a factor, okay? But I do like to select the package that I suggest is going to be the most beneficial for you without breaking the bank. Okay.
Okay.
So this first package that we do offer, it is our platinum package, which is the one that I would recommend for you, because when we're talking about that local map, the local map is going to cover your zip code and it will get you found 20 miles around your zip code. Okay. Now for us to target outside of that, is why we would then include Facebook ads. Have you ever seen a Facebook ad before?
I think so.
I'll kind of explain. If you've ever done a search, let's say on Google, and then you're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, and all of a sudden, you'll see an ad pop up of something that you did a search on previously. So that's how Facebook ads works. If someone's performing a search there within your area and they're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, or they're even doing a search there, right? They're going to see your ad appear on their desktop and on their mobile device. So with the Facebook ads, we could target up to a 50-mile radius. We could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results with the Facebook ads. Okay?
Yeah.
So with this platinum package, the discounted rate that I could provide you today for a new business would be $249 a month. Okay?
A month. Okay.
A month. It does come, however, with a one-time setup fee. Now, the setup fee is $99. That would be to cover the programming. So what this does is it makes the initial investment to get started $348. But every month after that, you were only paying $249 a month. Okay.
Does that click up after a while or?
Nope. That is a price that you're grandfathered in. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, that price will never change on you. And that's whether you get 100 phone calls. If you land a job for $10,000, that price will not change. You can always expect that every fifth of the month, you're only going to be charged $249. Okay. It's a month-to-month program. We like to earn your business month in and month out. I'll have to tell you, you know, I'm watching this video as I'm talking with you on your Facebook page where it's showing like the different ways when you're putting in, oh my gosh, I always forget the name of it. Like pegs, I guess you would say. It's a reel that's on your Facebook page, the tool tips.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking right now because my husband's putting in some cabinets at our house, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I hope he's doing it this way. I'm not home, so I'll find out when I get home, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny because I tell him, don't forget the stud finder. He's like, I am the stud. I'm all, I'll get out of here. He laughs. He's all, you act like this is my first rodeo, Nadine. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm all, I know, but, you know, the wife's always got to be the control freak, right?
Yeah.
So enough about me.
Not all.
I've seen it flip. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about, right? So
yeah.
With this platinum package, just so you know what's included, is it'll be the first page placement on Google. So we will get you PIN verified. We're going to create your profile page. We will submit it to the first page, and we will maintain it there. And you can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you provide, right? So I noticed that you also do like shed framing, you do shelves, you do, I mean, you do all kinds of stuff, right? And I noticed
that model kind of covers everything.
Yeah. And you even do the siding too.
Mm-hmm.
So these are definitely great keywords to use so that when they're searching for them, they'll find you right away. Okay. In addition to that, we'll also get you listed on Bing. And we'll run Facebook ads, okay? So as I mentioned to you with the Facebook ads, you could target an audience by interest, income level, by location. All they do is click on your ad, and they'll call you directly. A lot of our clients, I'll tell you, Brad, have seen really great results with the Facebook ads. Now, in addition to that, we'll also get you listed on other directories, you know, that are popular within your area, directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, these are just to name a few, okay? But, of course, the most popular ones. And then your website, we want to make sure that that website is also anchored where we list your business so that way they get to really see the quality work that you do and learn more about your company. And then we do include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll also give you exposure through the mobile devices. What was that?
Oh, no, I was talking.
Oh, okay. And we'll also get you that exposure on mobile devices. So meaning that if they're performing that search from their iPhone, from their Android, or even from their tablet, they're still going to be able to find your company on that first page. Okay? So what this package does, it pretty much here covers all of your bases.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good. If it ever starts to become too much, is there, can you downgrade it?
Meaning like
you
if
different
it,
level packages?
Right. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think at all.
But it's a good question to ask. Yeah, it's a good question to ask. Absolutely.
So you said month to month, so I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, it's month to month. Yeah, let's say you landed a contract, right? You were going to be like book solid. Okay. You do have the option where you could call in and say, listen, I need to put this on hold for now. I got a job that's going to take about 2 months, right? What we do is we put a pause on it. Okay, so you're not incurring that monthly charge, but it's not like you're listed there, if that makes sense. You're not losing your position, but yet we're not charging you either. And then when you're ready for us to turn it back on, then you just say, okay, like you can go ahead and take it off a hold now, I'm ready. You know, we've had clients that do it, especially like during the seasons, you know, when there's like snow and they're like landscapers, right? Well, obviously they can't,
where they want
you know,
downgrade the work or you can't work.
Right. So what they do is seasonal holds. And again, they don't lose their position. They're just kind of like in that, kind of like at a standstill until when they're ready. But yeah,
okay.
The only thing you have to do is just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not charged and you just say, hey, I want to put it on pause right now. I'm going to be book solid for 2 months or 3 months, whatever the case may be. Right. And they'll pause it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great question to ask. Yeah.
You guys send like invoices and stuff to
we do.
Email or?
We do. Everything is sent through email. So the way that the account is set up is that when we create it, I ask you for your email address because this is where all your receipts are going to go to for your payments. So when your payment processes, your receipts automatically going to be sent to you. In fact, you're also going to have what's called a client dashboard. It's actually a customized tracking and reporting system. I find it being the beauty of the program because it's really going to allow you to track your success with us, Brad, and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you will be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you're getting. In fact, you can even grab all of your receipts from that client dashboard as well. Because, you know, it's important that you have your receipts, especially for tax purposes, because marketing is a write-off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going for with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Any type of marketing. I always remind any business owner that I speak with, don't forget your marketing is a write-off. You know what I mean? And it helps, especially in this day and time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Anything helps. Yeah,
my brother-in-law, he's a mechanic and he has his own, you know, shop. And it's so funny because his wife, she does all the paperwork, right? She's his office manager. And when he brings her Starbucks or she picks up Starbucks, he's like, I need the receipt because I'm expensing that. I'm buying coffee for my employees. She's like, are you kidding me? He's like, yep, give me the receipt. And she just laughs.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to expense everything. Mm-hmm. You have to. It's
Parking
a business.
It adds up, but yeah, you don't got to pay the taxes on it.
It does. It does. I mean, every little bit helps, right? And it's promoting your company, so why not? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I noticed, I don't know if this would be the right email address for you because your Facebook shows an email address. It's, and correct me if I pronounce it wrong. Hellerud, is that how you pronounce it?
Hellerud, yeah.
Hellerud. Okay. Hellerudbuilding@gmail.com. Is that a good email?
Yep.
Okay.
Hellerudbuilding@gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay. So here's what I'm doing right now. You're going to be receiving 2 emails from me, okay? Now, the first email is going to be labeled. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? The first one in the subject, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that the platinum package is being given to you at the $249 a month with the $99 setup fee, okay? Everything that's included in that package. And the second email that I'm sending is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that does is it gives you just an overview of our reporting system, Brad, so that you can get familiar with how the reports will look. Okay? Now, on this number that we're speaking on, do you get text messages by chance? This is like your personal number, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because the other number is the phone number for the actual business itself that's on the website?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and we'll go over that
in
a minute, too.
And my
okay.
So
what I'm going to do, even though it's on the bottom of the emails, I always like to provide you my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I do always like you to have my info as well. So the first text is going to have my name with my number and my extension. Again, my name is Nadine. The second text message, and please confirm when you receive all 3 texts. I just want to make sure you get all 3. Now, the second one, it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? Anytime, Brad, that you have a change, an update, a question or a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday, except we will not be here the Monday after Christmas Day and the Monday after New Year's Day because we're, I guess we're taking the holiday that Monday since Christmas and New
yeah.
Year's is on, I can't believe it's on a Sunday. So so we'll actually be taking the holiday on Monday. Those will be the only two Mondays that we are not available. Other than that, we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're on the mountain time, correct? So you are 1 hour ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 8 to 5, okay, your time. And then okay. I'm also sending you this video link. It's like a YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. It's not anything complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it, okay? So make
okay.
sure you watch that video. Now, as far as the best number for us to contact you at, is it going to be this number that we're speaking on now, the 612 area code?
Yes.
Okay. What is the number that you want listed for the business?
The 406.
The 406.
The one that ends in 6, or,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The one that's on the email.
Yeah.
Or the website, I mean.
Yeah, I just saw it, and where'd it go now? I just saw it. Give me 1 second here. Oh, there it is. 406-540-3063, right?
Correct.
Okay. 406. Let me just go back. I want to make sure that that's the number that we're going to be listing for clients to contact you on. But
right.
whenever we're calling you with an update on your account, we'll call you at this number. So we'll make sure
okay.
that this number doesn't show anywhere on Google, just the 406-540-3063.
Oh, yep.
Okay. Now, as far as with the, let's see here. Now, the way you want the company name to read, I currently seen it showing as Hellerud Building Company. Is that how it should read?
Let's just say Hellerud Building.
Okay. No company at the end. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a company no matter what, so.
Yeah. So we'll just have it listed.
Originally, I put company on there, and then, a lot of legal stuff, they just include that.
Okay. Now, we're going to list it how you want us to list it, and we're going to make sure it's uniform all across the board. Okay? So we'll make
okay.
sure it's the same everywhere. So a Hellerud
building. Let's just do Hellerud Building.
Okay. No company
at the website, the Instagram, and the Facebook all.
I see that. So on the website, it does say Hellerud Building Company. On Facebook, it says that. And on your Instagram as well.
Oh, okay. Then,
so do you
yeah.
want to keep it all the same?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to have Google send out this PIN code to you. It's going to be a verification code. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay? So it'll come in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Where do you want them to mail that to? If it is your home office, it will not show anywhere on Google. We hide that address because we don't want it showing. No one needs to know where you live at.
Yeah, it is a home office at the moment. So.
Okay.
You ready for it?
I am ready.
It's 605.
Uh-huh.
Tolliver.
Okay.
T-O-L-I-V-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Loop,
uh-huh.
L-O-O-P. Missoula, Montana.
Okay.
59802.
Is it Loop or Lane? Because I notice a Lane comes up.
Lane works. It's actually Loop, but there is no
provides
Oliver Lane, so.
Okay, so I'm going to put Loop as like you said, because I want to make sure it gets to you. And you said the zip code is 59802, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, and I will make sure that that address is hidden because, again, we don't want it showing up anywhere on Google, okay? And then now for the billing, okay, the card that you're going to be using, the payment that's going to be made today is just the 348, okay? Before we even process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording that is for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. Now, the company does ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, Brad, so we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. And I'm going to read that in the voice verification.
Okay.
It also will state in there that if you need to pause or cancel your account, we only ask that you call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Brad Hellerud, or is it?
It's Bradley.
Bradley? Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you only because I have a cousin named Bradley, and we call him Brad for short.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Bradley, and then is there like a middle initial?
Not on the card, no.
Okay. And the last name, is it Hellerud?
Correct.
Okay. Is that with one R or two Rs, just to confirm?
It's H-E-L-L-E-R-U-D.
Okay. One R. Got it. Okay. And then you said it does have the company name as well. Is it Hellerud Building Company on it or just Hellerud
like
Building?
Yeah, DBA Hellerud Building.
Okay. Okay. Same billing address?
Correct.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. 5146.
Mm-hmm.
5631.
Mm-hmm.
0110.
Uh-huh.
4298.
Expiration month and year?
11/24.
And the CVV code on the back?
854.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you, but I am not charging the card, okay?
Okay.
5146. 5631 0110 4298. And that expires November of the year 24. Security code on the back is 854. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before I process the payment, Brad, as I mentioned, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It will outline the service agreement as well as an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is something you don't understand, you do me a favor and you just stop me. You just say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? What I'll do is I'll go back and review it and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding, Brad, before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hellerud Building Company?
please state your name and title within the business.
Bradley Hellerud, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Bradley, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, we know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job and we might have an update on your account. The only thing that we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours, okay? Now,
okay.
Once you start having more online presence, Brad, you might start getting a call from another company trying to sell you another type of product, okay? They are not associated with us. We are not ever going to call you to ask you to pay more than $249 a month. Even if someone called you and told you that they're Local Splash, you got to pay $5, right, to update your profile. You don't
yeah.
give them a penny. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us because we're not, it's not our company. Okay. So just
okay.
be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, just I always like to explain it anyways, is that we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing, but what we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already including that service. We don't want you spending more money, investing more if you don't need to. Okay?
Yeah, and doubling up on things.
Right, exactly, because sometimes it could hurt you instead of help you, okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 5th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be charged on January 5th, 2022, in the amount of $249. Okay? So
okay.
once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day, okay, in the amount of $249. However,
okay.
you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I sent you in the text message, the 877-635-6225. That was the second text. What you're going to do is hit number one when you start hearing the recording. So to prevent the charges for your next month of service, we ask you that you call us at least three business days. Okay, before that next billing is due, so this way you're not charged. So you just want to remember, three business days before the fifth, you want to call to either pause or cancel the account. Okay, so this way you're not being charged. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to do next, Brad, is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, okay? Now, do you prefer that we call you Brad? Because I'd like to notate it on there, or else they're going to call you Bradley. Do you prefer Brad?
It doesn't really matter to me. You can call
okay.
me Bradley.
Okay. I'll call you Brad, because that's how we started, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So
yep,
now the next thing I want you to think of, okay, so we're going to be setting up what's called a client interview. The client interview is super important because you're going to speak with one of the technicians And this is where the magic is going to happen, because in the client interview, they're going to discuss with you the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about your keywords. They're going to be re-verifying all the information that you and I verified. We want to make sure that you're listed accurately. So okay. The client interview, sometimes it can take between 30 to 40 minutes or maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So, okay. But we do block out an hour. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you prefer something around, like, around this time, something in the morning, earlier in the afternoon? What's your preference?
I mean, afternoon would probably be, I guess. Afternoon.
Okay. Right now, as I'm looking at the calendar, I have two late appointments available. Let me know if any of these work for you, okay? And the time that I give you is your time zone. I have right now for tomorrow 3 to 4 or 4 to 5.
Let's
and that's at your
five.
Time. 4 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. One second. All right, so we're going to put you down for 4 to 5. Tomorrow what's going to happen is they're going to call you from an 877 number between 4 and 5 o'clock. So you want to make sure that you answer all phone calls within that hour. Now, they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule. If let's say, you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And then they'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to be sending you an email. It's going to have your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. And then tomorrow, an hour before your client interview, we're going to also send you a reminder just to let you know that it's coming up, okay? And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes. Now, your receipt, we send it to you via text message as well as to your email. We send it to both, okay? And we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. Now, as far as your services, okay, what are the services that you specifically would want me to notate other than what we discussed? Is there anything else? Do you want to add more during your client interview? I just kind of want to give a technician somewhere where to start from. I have right now new construction, painting, remodeling. Anything else you want me to notate? Flooring,
no, I mean,
siding, anything like that? Framing?
I guess. Say, you know, siding,
general contractor.
You know. Yeah,
okay.
Or like, you know, finish work.
Okay. And I'm putting for residential only, correct?
Correct.
And at any time you want to add keywords or update any of them or remove some, just let us know and we'll update it all for you, okay? That's our job.
Okay.
Now, I do have your Facebook link. You'll need to add us on to your Facebook page as managers so we can manage your Facebook ads. If you're not sure on how to do that, during your client onboarding interview, the technician will walk you through it. Okay? And then you want to keep it within that 50-mile radius, correct, for the Facebook ads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else do I need here? What forms of payments do you typically accept from your customers?
I mean, as far as right now, I've just been doing check.
Okay. Do you like cash?
Well, I mean, check or cash.
Check or cash. Do you do like any other forms of like Zelle? Do you do Zelle?
Oh, is that like online payment stuff?
Yeah, Zelle is actually through your bank. Yeah, and I mean, I use Zelle with my kids all the time because, of course, they like to call me when they have someone on the phone and they got to make a payment. And they're like, Mom, I need the money now. Can you Zelle it to me, please? And I'm like, oh, my God, these children. Let me tell you, as they get older, they don't stop.
Yeah.
Do you typically use it for your clients, or do you want me to just not notate it? It's up to you.
Maybe just not.
Just put cash and check for now?
I don't got anything like that.
Okay. If at any time.
About, you know, setting up Square or whatever.
Square's good.
You know,
Square's a good app.
Cards.
Square is a good app, and you could do invoices on there and everything. I know because my aunt has it for her catering business.
Yeah,
she
I just have
invoices and all
where
that.
I need it yet, so.
Yeah, I would check it out. That's a good option for you. I think so. So if and when you decide.
Check, card, cash.
Okay. If at any time. So do you take cards or no cards right now?
Not right now. I'm not.
Okay. So I'm just going to put cash and check. If at any time you start taking Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, or even credit cards, just let us know so we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, on your website, it shows that you're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6. Are those your hours?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put Monday through Friday, 7 to Saturday and Sunday you're closed, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just put Monday through Friday, 7 to 6. Okay. Yeah, of course. And then let's see if there's anything else that I need. Now, so your business phone number is the one that's going to show on Google, right? However, you do have an option. We can add a tracking number that is linked to that phone. It does come with an app that you download from the App Store on your phone, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. Do you prefer that it just be the business number showing there, or are you interested in a tracking number?
Let's just do the business phone.
Okay. I think because that's how everybody knows you right now, right? And it's already like that everywhere else. Okay. And when it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I mean, usually text or email. I mean, emails mostly.
Okay. I'll put text and email. Okay. And then it looks like I got everything that I need. Now, I know you've gotten a lot of text messages and emails from us, but the one that I do need you to find, do you need to get some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, just want to make sure. Now, I had that the other day. I was eating something and kind of went down the wrong pipe, and I'm like, okay, arms up. It was like every time I tried to talk, I was
coughing.
Mine's
just being the dust.
Oh, you poor thing. Okay, we're almost done. Now, if you could find the one that says initial invoice, it would have either came after or before the welcome text or the welcome email. It'll say initial invoice, either in your text messages or in your emails, because we did send it to both.
Yeah, we sent a copy of your invoice to email.
Do you see where it says, there's a sentence there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to click on where it says click here. And what it's going to
do that right now?
Yes, please. And what it's going to do, Brad, it's going to open up a page that'll say at the top, local splash, terms of experience. Let me know when you're on that page. Okay.
I'm on it.
So what you're going to do on this page is you're going to scroll down to the very, very bottom of the page. Okay. There's going to be a box for you to sign your name, which is type in your name. Okay. But right before you do that, right above it, there is a box to the left, and next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. So when you click in that box, you're saying that it is your name on the card that you provided. Okay?
Okay.
And then at the bottom, what you're going to do is type in your name, Bradley Hellerud. No periods or anything like that, just exactly as it is. The date is already populated there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because the next thing, yes, please. The next thing you should see is a page opening up asking you for username and password. You see that?
Yep.
Awesome. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us. Right now, we don't have the username or password yet because they're going to be creating that. Okay? So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email from us with this link, a username and a password. And you could always change the password to a password of your choice because we generate one for you. But this is why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to walk you through on how you go in there and track your results with us. Okay? Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, tomorrow again, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. Okay? And we're going to send you that reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up. Now, from tomorrow, which I'm glad that we're doing your appointment tomorrow, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. So starting from tomorrow, within 6 to 10 days, I want you to be on the lookout in the mail for a postcard. It's going to look like a postcard, but it's going to say Google at the top. It's going to have your PIN code. Once you get that PIN code, we need it. Okay? That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So it'll look like junk mail. If anyone gets the mail, tell them don't throw it away. Okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials for your report so you can start tracking your results. Within 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are going to be live. They're going to be up and running. Okay? Now, in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it does state that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes, Brad, I've seen it happen sooner. So once you get that PIN code, provide us the PIN code as soon as you get it. Okay? In the meantime, we're going to keep you in the loop. So we'll be sending you notifications letting you know you're on the first page of Google, the Facebook ads are live, you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed and processed. Okay?
Do I just call the customer service to?
Yes. You could even text it, or you could text it to me. You can call me with it, and I'll make sure that it gets taken care of. Okay? And the technician will go over it with you as well. There's a couple of different ways that you can get the PIN code to us. Okay? I just had someone 2 weeks ago call me and say, Nadine, I got my PIN code. I don't know what to do. I don't remember. And I'm like, just give me the PIN code. I'll handle it on my end for you. So, yeah, we try to make it as simple as possible. And I want to be the first, Brad, to welcome you to our local Splash family. And I would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Yeah. Cool.
Any other questions?
No. I mean, that was just one of my things, getting on that list. So.
Okay. Well, now you could check it off,
like
right?
A Google list. Right? Yeah.
Now you can check that off your list. I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas, and I wish you a very profitable New Year.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day. I know I've taken a lot of your time, and you're probably still working. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
All right. Well, you take care. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think so, too, right? We'll make a great team.
Yep.
All right. You take care now, Brad. Bye.
Yep. Have a good one. Bye.